D-U-D, put Daz in my washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When I does my wash, I sing. D-U-D does everything.
Yes, it's the Does program, Road of Life. Everybody's dozing. It's the thing to do.
From Main Street to Fifth Avenue.
Work shirts, towels, and rayons, too.
Here's one soap that does them all for you.
And does more. Why, from Detroit, Michigan, Lawrence Price writes he even dozes his cornet.
Well, I'll be blowed. And get what's dozing in Denver, Colorado. Mrs. W.C. Betts says they keep their golf balls clean and white with Does.
Sure. Why putter around with other wash day soaps? Let Does do everything in the family wash. Here's how Mrs. Ruth Schaefer of Sayreville, New Jersey puts it. My laundry basket is a discouraging sight. Youngsters' play clothes look like nothing short of a miracle could get their colors bright again. Hubby's work duds are a sorry mess, too, with grime, grease, and sweaty streaks. But with Does, I know those colors will sing, and those work duds will shed grime like water off a duck's back. Does is no slacker when it comes to thorough yet safe washing.
Well, that's a good way of saying does everything.
It's the real soap in Does that gives it such terrific cleaning power along with such safety for the colors you wash. Does is made richer, made finer than any other leading package soap sold for wash day. That's why it takes extra care of the pretty colored rayon slips and blouses in your wash.
And still gets heavy work clothes clean.
Does cleans them up without any hard scrubbing. No soap gets tough dirt out easier, and no soap washes whiter. Does gets everything you want white, dazzling white. Even streaky towels come out beaming white.
Try Does, you'll see.
Tough things, pretty things. Does everything. And now Does invites you to listen to Road of Life. On the morning after the second fire had broken out at the Theodore Wheelock Memorial Sanitarium, Carol Brent hurried from the chief of staff's residence and walked quickly down the driveway until she reached the main building. Oddly enough, this was the first time she had entered it since her arrival in Merrimack. Far from being interested in it, however, she crossed the lobby, turned left, and found her husband's office. Jim was seated across from Carson McVicker.
Hello, darling. Good morning, Carson. I'm not disturbing you, am I?
Of course not. Come on in, Carol.
Thanks. You're sure I'm not intruding, Jim?
It's all right, honey. Carson and I are still talking about the same thing you heard us on at breakfast.
Still the fire.
Uh-huh. What's on your mind, Mrs. Brent?
Well, I just had a talk with Mr. Douglas.
In New York?
Of course he's in New York, Jim. I called him.
Oh. Mr. Douglas is Carol's boss. Head of the White Orchid Cosmetic Company.
Oh, yes, you mentioned him to me once before, Jim.
Well, anyhow, Jim, he asked me to come in.
When?
Tomorrow. Just for the day. It's a conference. It's very important, and so I thought if you had no objection...
Isn't it a little early to start going into New York, Carol?
We've been here almost a week.
Yes, I know.
Now, Jim, that's the agreement we made before we came up here. If it's necessary for me to go into New York every now and then, I'm to go. We agreed to that. Both of us did.
Well, with things in such a state up here, Carol, is it necessary that
I'll decide when it's necessary, darling.
Well, if you care to wait for me, Carol, I'll be driving back any day. I'd love some company.
Well, thank you, Carson, but I'm afraid it'll have to be tomorrow. And, Jim, as far as conditions up here are concerned, I don't see what I can do to help them. If you're upset over some fires that a little group of boys probably started...
Little boys didn't start them, Carol.
Well, whoever did it, I'm sure I can't be of any help. As much as I'd like to.
What about Janie?
I've talked the whole thing over with Francie. She's promised to give her lunch and dinner and bathe her and put her to bed.
Put her to bed?
If I'm not home by then. But I probably will be.
What time do you expect to get back, Carol?
I haven't checked the train schedules.
I see.
darling, please try to understand. It isn't that I want to run off and leave you when you're in the midst of all this and so upset by it, but in a way, I'm on trial with the White Orchid Company, and I do want to make good at the job. You can understand how I feel about it, can't you, Carson?
Well, yes. Yes, of course I can. It'll just be for a few hours.
What time will you be leaving tomorrow?
You don't mind.
You want to go, Carol? Okay.
Oh, thank you, darling. You're an angel. If I didn't have to run into town, I wouldn't.
Of course not.
Well, I won't keep you two from your work any longer. I'm sure you want me out of here anyhow. You'll both be back at the house for lunch, won't you?
Well, if it's too much trouble, Carol.
Oh, not at all. We'll just have some eggs and things. Francie's on her way over to the Simpsons now to get them. She asked if she could fix lunch, so I thought I'd let her. See you at lunch, Carson.
All right.
Goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
You're a darling for agreeing I should go into New York. And I do hope that things work out all right. About those fires, I mean.
Once Carol left, Carson and Jim returned to their discussion regarding the cause of the two fires. There seemed to be no doubt of it now. It was an open and shut case of arson. Someone had been deliberately setting those fires with gasoline. The question which Carson had thrown at Frank Dana the previous night and which still remained unanswered was, who was the person who started them? Failing to provide an adequate response, Frank did say that it might very well be someone who held a grudge against the sanitarium, against Carson McVicker, or against Jim. This, however, brought them no closer to the solution. While Carson and Jim were hashing over their problem, Francie Brent was off on an errand for Carol. She had been asked to drive over to the Simpson farm to pick up a supply of butter and eggs. Taking Jim's car, she drove down the hill, turned left at the base of it, went through town, and then, after a good 10 minutes of driving, realized that she was lost. Up ahead on the highway, she saw a tall gentleman walking on the shoulder of the road and carrying a large can of something. Well, being a practical sort, Francie decided to stop and ask directions.
I mean, I beg your pardon.
Yes?
Would you give me a little help?
If I'm able to.
Well, you see, I drove out this morning to find the Simpson farm, and now I'm lost.
What's that?
I'm lost. Can you tell me how to get to the Simpsons?
Where?
The Simpsons farm. How do I get there?
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You mean you don't know?
Precisely.
Well, it's around here somewhere, isn't it?
I'd like to help you, but I'm afraid I'm a stranger around here myself.
Oh. Well, I guess I sure asked the wrong person. Thanks, anyhow.
Just a second.
Yes?
I realize this is quite unusual, but my car is stalled on the road up ahead. Are you going that way?
Well, yes, I am.
Would you mind very much giving me a lift?
Well...
You see, this can of gasoline I'm carrying is rather heavy. It's only about a half mile farther up.
All right, hop in.
Thanks.
All set?
Yes. I ran out of gas. I was positive I'd hit a service station before the tank went dry, but you know how those things happen.
Sure. Say, that gas isn't going to spill, is it?
No, the can's got a cap on it. I was lucky. When she stalled on me, I was afraid I'd have to walk for miles.
Well, if I don't find that farmhouse one of these hours, I may have to do a little walking myself. Where'd you get the gas?
At a little filling station back there. How long have you been looking for that farm?
About 10 minutes. It isn't long, but it's sort of aggravating. They told me it was just outside of town.
Well, you're traveling too, are you?
No, I live here. We just moved in last week, though, so I'm still a little shaky on my directions.
How do you like Merrimack?
Oh, I love it. I've never lived in a small town. Neither's my husband. We're wild about it.
Well, it's a nice part of the country.
Do you live near here?
No, I'm from Chicago myself.
No fooling. My husband's from Chicago.
Really?
Sure, he wasn't born there, but he spent, well, gosh, I don't know how many years in Chicago.
That's very interesting.
I've been through there myself. It's such a big city that, well, I don't suppose you'd know him. In Merrimack, I guess it's different, but in towns like Chicago, I don't imagine anyone knows anyone else. Besides, I always hate people who ask if I knew so-and-so in this or that place, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
And what with the war and everything, he hasn't been there for a long time.
If you don't mind, that's my car we're coming to.
Oh, all right.
I hope you're able to find your farm.
Oh, thanks. I'll manage somehow.
Thank you for the lift.
Not at all. Say, don't forget your can of gasoline.
I shan't.
You won't be able to do a thing without it.
No, you're quite right. I wouldn't. Goodbye.
So long.
As she drove away from him, Francie happened to glance in the rearview mirror of the car. To her surprise, she noted that the man did not put the gasoline into the tank of his automobile. Instead, she saw that he gingerly placed the can in the back seat. Curious at this, Francie slowed down and continued to look in the mirror. She was able to see him get into the car, start it, and drive away.
That's a hot one. I thought he was out of gas, but all he did was step on the starter and go. What did he need that can of gasoline for? That's strange.
It is strange. A lot stranger than Francie Brent could possibly imagine. A friend was telling me she's thought so much about the big wash she had, she even dreamed about it. And what a dream.
Yes, I dreamed about the great big wash I had to do. And in my dream, my soap shelf was overflowing with all kinds of soaps. Bars, flakes, powders.
Quite a lineup.
Yes, but I only used one.
You mean...
Does, of course. One soap that does everything.
Good for you.
First, there was that big stack of dirty work clothes.
Uh-huh.
So I reached for that big red box and dozed them.
Wise woman. Even in her sleep, she knows what a whiz does is. No soap gets tough pieces clean easier.
Next came the towels and linens. I dozed them, too. And they turned out dazzling.
Of course. No soap washes whiter than does.
And then came all the pretty colored rayons I wash. And I kept right on dozing.
Naturally. Does keeps pretty colors brighter. Of all the leading packaged soaps sold for wash day, Does is safest for those colors.
So whether I'm dreaming or wide awake, Does is my choice.
And a smart choice. For a wash that's white, bright, and easy, let this one amazing soap do it all. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by Does.
D-U-Z, put Does in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Say, are you cooking with Crisco? It's all vegetable, it's digestible. 9 doctors out of 10 say foods fried light and tender in Crisco are easy to digest. Try some hamburgers fried crusty brown in Crisco, or some potatoes fried crisp and light in Crisco. They taste better and they're digestible when you're cooking with Crisco.